It's the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
How does the race stand, Pinto? How does the blog race stand? Am I in the lead for page views?
Yes.
Are you in the lead for page views?
No, on Tuesday, November 26th.
Yes.
You are in the lead currently by about 600 or 500.
Ooh, so it's still tight.
It is, but
it's down to the wire.
The one I posted today, I posted a blog today. It's gaining some traction.
It's going viral, isn't it?
Well,
because you took some shots at some people, didn't you?
Yeah, and I fully believe I'll stand behind the shots as long as anybody asks me about it.
Oh, I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying you took some shots at people.
Oh, yeah.
So it might go like semi-viral on some football websites out there.
I'm hoping it
does.
You're
hoping, aren't you?
I'm hoping.
We'll talk about that later in the program. For now, I have about a 600 page view lead on Pinto in the race to wear the ugly sweater bell ringing for the Salvation Army during this Christmas season. Folks, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. Big program coming up, but we're going to start locally here. You heard on this program first yesterday that there was going to be a parent in the Moorhead School District who was going to stand before the school board meeting last night and talk about an assault that happened on her daughter and the fact that the parent didn't believe that the school district had done enough or has done enough to protect her daughter or take the right steps when it came to that assault. Natalie Smith Carlson did indeed do that last night. She stood before the Moorhead School Board, took her 3 minutes of speaking time or maybe even a little bit more, and told her story. And we've asked her to come in the studio with us today on the Mike McFeely Show and to tell us more about this story. Hello, Natalie. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm glad to have you in the studio. And by the way, anytime somebody gets up in front of a school board or a city commission or a state legislature or anything and voices an opinion or maybe takes them to task, I do tip my cap to that person. So congratulations. It takes some guts to stand up before a school board.
Thank you. I was really nervous, but someone suggested to me asking my daughter if she would stand up with me. So I just kind of casually mentioned it to her, and she said, sure, I would do that. And I was like, well, I guess I better be brave enough to do it then, too.
So what did you tell the school board last night? Fill our listeners in on what was going on, what the story is here.
Well, I told them that violence in schools is something that I think we can all agree is escalating and is scary. Yesterday, there was a standoff at Yale right before I went before the school board. So, I mean, it's not an issue that everyone's paying attention to it. So I started with that, and I just said, I can't believe how you're overlooking these smaller issues of violence when they could be escalating into something bigger.
What happened with your daughter at Moorhead High School?
She was with some friends in the theater, and one student was harassing one of her friends, and she felt like she might be able to sort of calm the situation. So she stood up and told this student, stop harassing my friend. And then that student grabbed her, kind of trapped her, squeezed the back of her neck as hard as he could, and pushed her to the floor. And then she kind of wrestled her way out of that and ran out of the room, and some other students had to keep him from following her. So
what happened at that point? First of all, your daughter knew this boy, right?
Yeah,
they were considered friends, I think. They were considered
right.
Each other friends, right?
Yep.
And so what happened then after your daughter ran out of the theater?
Well, she didn't really know what to do at that point. She ended up calling me a couple hours after it happened, and she told me, and I was shocked and beside myself, and I said, I'm gonna come to the school and pick you up. And she said, no, just I have an ice pack and I'm supposed to meet with my teacher afterward. And so I said, I'll be there for that meeting. So we went there, we met with the teacher, and then after we were done talking to the teacher, the student who had assaulted my daughter walked right back into the auditorium. So I went up to the principal's office. I found the assistant principal who had helped my daughter fill out the incident report at 1:30 in the afternoon, and I said to her, you filled this out at 1:30. Why has no one called me? And she just said, I'm sorry you feel bad no one's called you. And I said, well, you don't sound sorry. And then she just kind of said, well, what do you want to happen? What do you want to see happen? And I've heard this from some other parents, too, that violence is happening to our kids at schools. And then the administrators say, well, what do you want? How do you want to deal with it? Which seems unreasonable.
So when your daughter was hurt by the when the boy grabbed the back of her neck and pushed her down to the ground, she was injured in this incident?
Yeah, she still has some severe pain in her neck. We've been to the hospital twice. She was on muscle relaxers for the first week and a half or so, and some pain, you know, major pain relievers, and she was, you know, turning like she was in a car accident. Her doctor said it was like whiplash, basically, what happened to her.
So what did the school administrators or teachers or staff do at Morehead High School then after you talked with the assistant principal?
She told me that the student would be suspended the next day. And so I think we all kind of took a breath and thought we would have a day to sort of calm things down and then find out what was going to happen after that. But in the middle of the day, I got a call. Somebody said, have you talked to your daughter today? And I said, no. And they said, okay, well, this is going to be bad. But the principal called her into his office and said he wanted her to meet with the student who attacked her. The night before, when we talked to the police officer, my daughter made it clear that she just couldn't stand to see him. She was so terrified about what had happened and so, you know, distraught over it. And still the principal called her in and asked her to do it anyway. And she said no initially. And he kept her in his office for 15 minutes, talked to her about how, you know, they were friends, so it was a gray area, so they can't really get upset with this kid because, I don't know, I don't understand the logic behind that, but told her that if the other student was suspended, she would be suspended too. And when she said, what for? He said, well, you did hit him when you were trying to get away from him. And she said, I'm not allowed to defend myself when someone's hurting me. And after 15 minutes of that kind of stuff, he asked her again, would she meet with the student? And so she felt, you know, like she didn't really have a choice. And she said, yes. And they called the student in. So clearly he was not suspended from school. He was right there at the school. And they had a meeting. And when I confronted the principal about it afterward, he was immediately volatile with me. And he told me he would never have had the meeting if my daughter didn't want to. And I kept pointing out to him, she said no when you didn't respect her answer and consider your relationship to her in terms of authority and whatever. And he told us that the meeting was great and that everything was resolved and he thought my daughter was happy. And I told her he said that and she said, Mom, the only people who talked in the meeting were the other student and the principal. I sat there and cried, and I cried so hard I couldn't even talk.
The principal at Morehead High School is Dave Lawrence. Is that
yes.
It's Principal Lawrence? Okay. So so let me ask you this, because this is a question I've already gotten after it was in the newspaper this morning. Was it a violent action this boy took because they were friends? And so people have asked me, well, was he playing around? Was he being a goofball? Mm-hmm. You know, describe the incident that had your daughter so terrified.
Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people want to believe and actually questioned in the first place. But it was extremely painful for her in the first place, so it was violent. And secondly, she was facing the mirror in the theater, so she watched it happen to her, which I felt like was doubly traumatic to see that happening. But she said she didn't even recognize his face. He looked so angry and scary that she was just terrified of him, and she just couldn't believe that he would do that. She said she knew he'd done it to other people, but she never thought it would happen to her.
So where it stands right now is the boy student is still in school at Morehead High School. Your daughter is still going to school, and there's, as far as you know, there's been no punishment handed out to the boy, because the superintendent, Lynn Kovach, said in the paper this morning or at the meeting last night that she thought there was some suspension already for the boy.
Yeah, she said she believed that he had been suspended. And obviously they can't tell me what the punishment is for the student, but my daughter goes to school with him and she has a class with him. And so she knows if he's suspended or not suspended. And to say that, you know, I believe he was suspended for the incident when they had a meeting with the principal doesn't make any sense. Nothing has happened. And the principal told me flat out, he's not going anywhere, about the other student. He's not going anywhere.
Okay. Natalie Smith Carlson, our guest on Mike McFeely Show. I need to take a break. Natalie, stick around for another segment. I know you have some other things coming up this afternoon. I want to ask you where you want to see this go from here. What resolution do you want to see happen going forward with this in the Morehead school system? This is the Mike McFeely Show. This is a Tuesday afternoon program on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Back in a second. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Tuesday afternoon. Natalie Smith Carlson, our guest in studio with us. She is the mother of the 15-year-old Moorhead High School sophomore girl who felt that she was assaulted in Moorhead High School. The administration, the principal, the teachers, the vice principal didn't do what Natalie Smith Carlson felt they should do. And so Natalie went before the Moorhead School Board last night to voice her concerns about that. We've covered the incident. We've covered the discussions that you've had with the principal, Dave Lawrence, and some others at the school. Natalie, what do you want to see happen? What resolution do you want to see to this? What would satisfy you as a mother?
Well, first of all, there need to be consequences for the student who hurt my daughter. And those consequences would benefit my daughter because she would see that violence against her doesn't go unpunished. She would see that when she stands up for herself and reports what happens, that people take notice and that they care about her safety. But it would also benefit the student who hurt her, because this person obviously needs some kind of help, needs some kind of reinforcement that this kind of behavior is not acceptable. And it would benefit the other students at the school because it would protect them from violence escalating in these kinds of situations. And secondly, there needs to be a plan put in place for when a student is hurt by another student at school. They shouldn't have to keep facing them day after day in classes. And the majority of the responsibility is put on my daughter to just sort of get over what happened and move on. They need to, you know, move students out of classes and have plans for what they're going to do in those kinds of situations. And then, you know, I thought it was really interesting that yesterday happened to be the International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women. One in three girls is physically violated in their lifetime. And now my daughter is one of the statistics there. And the school needs to keep those kinds of things in mind and do a much better job of being sensitive and taking care of the victims in the situation instead of worrying about how the parents of the person who assaulted their children are going to react.
Were the other students who were around your daughter, have they gotten involved with this? You know, the other kids who were in the theater that day, and have the administration talked with them and got their view of what happened and what they thought happened?
Their names were given to the police when we filed the report with the police officer. All I know is that the next day the police officer was not on campus at Moorhead High. He told me he was at a different school all day doing training, so he did not speak to any of the witnesses. That also means that the principal did not look at the report that the police officer took from us, and so if witnesses were listed somewhere else or if he found his own, I don't know.
Okay. There's a school resource officer at Moorhead High School, correct? Mm-hmm. So there's somebody on campus,
yes.
But there was not somebody on campus the following day after
exactly.
The assault.
Okay. Yes.
Did you outline what you wanted to see happen last night at the school board meeting, or did you get a chance to talk with any of the school board members afterward, or the superintendent, Lynn Kovash, or the principal, or anybody?
I did talk about what I thought should happen. First of all, when a student is assaulted, it seems to me that the first course of action would be to take them at least to the school nurse to make sure that, you know, there's some kind of assessment of their physical well-being. And that is not even listed in the policy of what's supposed to happen. It amazes me. There needs to be some kind of victim's advocate there who is going to come and think about what's best for the victim instead of what's best for the school system. And, you know, be there to comfort the person, you know, emotionally and mentally, and kind of guide the school in how they react to each individual situation. And there needs to be a lot more respect for parents, because when I confronted the principal about these decisions that he made without contacting me, he never contacted me, even though he called me that day. I had already called him three times, so it doesn't count. He never contacted me when the incident report was filled out, when he was thinking about doing this meeting with my daughter, or even after it happened. And parents need to be respected. That's my child, and I want to be able to make the decisions about what's best for her.
Well, you want to know what's going on.
Exactly.
As quickly as you can know
yes.
what's going on and be involved with any discussions that might be going on. I think that at the very core, at the very basic, you know, school policy 101, that should be number
yes.
one. And in all honesty, our daughter goes to Moorhead Schools, and in our cases, when there's been an incident, we've been contacted.
Right.
She's in the middle school. Emma's in the middle school, not the high school. Our Emma, not your Emma, is in the middle school, not the high school. But in our case, we've gotten a phone call and said, you know, this is what's right. happening. We've been made alert or made aware of what's going on. So
yes.
To me, that's the place to start.
Exactly.
That's number one.
Yeah, no one has ever contacted me.
Natalie, thank you. Thanks for stopping by. As I said, it takes some courage to speak out. I hope things turn out well for you. Okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Yep, you bet. Natalie Smith-Carlson, she's a mother in the Moorhead School District.